Swimathon by Gillian Cross. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. The Ruined Minibus.
Look!
Barney Gobbo's mouth fell open as he stared through the school gate, and he nudged Clipper and Spag.
What's happening?
Get off, Gobbo!
Clipper pushed him away and rubbed her arm.
How can anyone as fat as you have such pointed elbows?
Never mind my elbows, said Barney. There's something important going on. The whole school's down by the front door.
That made Spag and Clipper take a look for themselves. Before the bell, everyone was supposed to go up the outside steps to the playground on the school roof and wait there. But this morning, no one had obeyed the rule. They were all crowded into the small space in front of the school, pushing and chattering.
What is it they're looking at?
Clipper craned her neck, trying to see.
The minibus? But that shouldn't be parked there today. We haven't got a match. What do you think, Spag?
Spag gave a patient sigh.
How about going to find out instead of standing here guessing? Or is that too daring for you two?
Too daring for me?
Clipper pulled a face at him and charged ahead of the other two, pushing her way towards the front of the crowd. When she was almost there, they saw her stop.
Oh, no!
She shouted.
No!
Barney lumbered up behind her.
Well, don't just gasp, tell us!
Then he saw for himself. The minibus was parked right in front of the school door, with a ring of chairs round it to keep people away. It was in a terrible state. The windows were broken, the seats and the tyres were slashed, and someone had battered the front with a heavy stone. There was a huge dent in the middle of the bonnet, and it would not close properly. And everywhere there were slogans, in red and yellow and blue, spray-painted over the top and the back.